Town, Canada. This podcast is a member of the Talk and Audio Network. Find more at talkandaudio.com or search for us on iTunes. Now, let's crack open another one. This is Audio Whiplash. Ooh, how do you like me now?
Maybe some pre-CFL talk.
Okay.
Send him an email, see what he thinks.
Yeah. How you doing?
It's all right.
Excellent, man.
I'm doing this no drinking till my birthday thing. It's going really good.
Yeah. Don't you know podcasting?
It's required that
beer
maybe
drinking.
I could do no drinking till your birthday. Maybe I could pull that off.
Yeah. Well, it is before yours.
That's all I'm looking for.
I'll give you that. But when are you starting tomorrow?
Yeah, it was supposed to be yesterday. Yeah. And I did get through yesterday. It was a struggle.
That's just bullshit.
Took the train home first class on Monday.
Nice.
And so that was going to be a tough day to quit.
Caesar's in both hands, please. And when you see an empty hand, fill it with a Caesar.
You come back here. Yeah.
All right. And then what?
I was speaking to somebody on the weekend, and they were asking how the show was going. And
have they listened?
To one show.
Well, get back on. What's going on?
So
clearly the one show was...
So this is, they said they had checked it out once and it was kind of funny, but they weren't sure it was exactly their type of thing. And
it's everybody's
thing. Do you remember what we might've been talking about? I don't know, some guy yet on there with you went into his college bathroom and stripped down naked, but all his clothes got wet. So then he was standing in front of the hand dryer and somebody walked in while he was naked. Like, why wouldn't you listen to more of that? Yeah. That's
just, oh, that guy, he's a regular co-host.
Well, if you only listened once, it's, you know. But. Yeah.
And it was actually just my trousers.
So I didn't have much to say, man, because if you're not into that,
come on,
this isn't for you.
That's TCA gold right there.
You can go back and check that out. Somewhere in the archives at talkandaudio.com.
What would they prefer, that I walked around with someone's urine on my pants?
I believe the thought was more so just that maybe this isn't something you talk about on a podcast. But where the hell else are you going to talk about?
Honestly,
man?
I don't know any of these people out here.
Yeah. So I don't think they're coming back. That's okay.
Was it your great aunt?
It was not my great aunt.
Okay.
She's a big fan, having never heard the show, but thinks it's great what we're doing. She keeps asking because she has the internet now. Oh, think she's quite the tech wizard now. Grew up in a house with no electricity and no indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Now has email.
Did she have a Thunder mug?
I don't know what that is.
It's one of those things you squat in overnight when there's...
Nah, 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 Thunder.
Mug.
Maybe. I thought they just called those like
bedpans.
No, that's like right
in the hospital,
right on your bed. Isn't it a bedpan?
Well, that's in the hospital, yeah, where you just can't get up and you're
it's
just
like a night pot or something that you like put beside your bed back in the day.
Or a Thunder mug. Just get in with it here.
The Thunder mug sounds like you're taking a hard deuce in it.
Hey, Ottawa in the winter.
It's fucking cold.
Yeah, it's exactly. We're keeping the Thunder mug close to the bed.
I'm bringing the Thunder.
Well, thank you for getting out of the bed for that. See Matt's bedpan example. Don't you just lay that under you like a cookie sheet?
Well, I thought. The traditional coma patient, whatever bedpan is, just lay in it for a while. And
not interested in the show, eh? See where this goes.
What a loser. What did you spend your long weekend doing, man? Because we haven't been in studio for a week or so now.
How about I checked out what I would only, understand to be a new Big Rig beer.
Oh.
I had an Alpha Bomb.
Not a Thunder Bomb.
Yeah, not a Thunder Mug. You could probably drink it out of a Thunder Mug.
If I ever get to crafting...
You're going to call it a Thunder Mug?
No, but I am going to produce, you know, our pint glasses are going to be called Thunder Mugs.
No, a Thunder Mug has to be a liter at least.
For sure. Like, it's one of those big steins.
And I think you need a handle on both sides.
Of course you do.
Just lift it up to your face.
Take a big swig from your Thunder Mug.
This is it. He's got a big haunch of mutton in one hand. Puts it down, wipes his greasy face, and grabs his Thunder Mug with both hands. And then proceed. Story's yours.
You've never had a good, you've never had a beer big enough to require two hands? What was it at maybe Boston Pizza they called them, like,
well, they had
man
the,
mugs or something well,
they,
stupid
they had
like
the,
that.
They had the sport pitcher, which was like a...
Or the schooner at one point.
Yeah. But what was that?
Boston 80, Pizza.
Only 80 ounces. Man.
Yeah, all right.
Alpha Bomb.
Thunder Mug. Yeah, that's right. Tell us about the Alpha Bomb.
Anyways, strangely anticlimactic now.
Sorry to Big Rig, whose promo is coming on the back of...
Yeah, so what I'm drinking right now is their Release the Hounds, the Black Lager.
And that's a Big Rig?
Yep, that's a Big Rig as well.
That's been here several times. A go-to for you at this point.
Yeah, it's a little higher alcohol. But it doesn't taste like it, which I would say the same for the Alpha Bomb. The Alpha Bomb, I think it's an IPA, and it's got that kind of cloudy, maybe a hint of citrus.
Okay.
I like it.
Losing me.
It's hoppy, right? If you didn't like the aromatherapy, which is my go-to.
It's more the citrus. That's...
Well, but it's very light.
Yeah.
It's very light. And it's just sort of, you can actually, when you bring it close, the bouquet. Right, you inhale that sort of citrus more than you don't taste it really.
Okay.
It's a little hoppy, but to me, I've sort of come around to...
Yeah, you're, at this point, a pretty staunch IPA guy.
And you know what? That's a very recent thing, right? I still like my Guinness. I still drink one of those and go, that's outstanding, right? But it's quite often not my go-to.
Yeah, Guinness has become a time and place thing for me. And
winter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, right? I've been out to a couple of patios now or out to dinner a couple times, and I don't know what I'm expecting, but I'll always ask, like, I'm looking for something dark, right? What do you got? And I always go, Guinness.
Serena Williams.
And you go, And she, like, rightfully so, the waitress looked at it like, that's the prime dark beer. What else would you like me to... Yeah. But this is not what I want now,
would
right?
Would you like me to downgrade it from there?
Right? We have a fucking Rickard's Red, if that's beer.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
That's except gross. Not at all. Yeah,
that's, yeah. Honestly.
It's not gross, but it's not...
It's gross.
It's not gross.
All the Rickard's product, disgusting.
There's a weird vanilla one.
Okay.
I'm sure it's called Rickard's White or something.
Yeah, well, the Rickard's White is kind of like that shock top, right?
Nah, people, I don't like that.
It's like a Belgian whatever, and people like to drink it with an orange slice or whatever, and you're like...
People are fucked.
That's fruity right there, my friend.
I sent you something. You probably didn't read it, by Alan Cross. And he was talking... For those who don't know, Alan Cross, the host
the ongoing
of
history of new music.
Nailed it.
Thank you!
And does...
You were already ready to correct me, yeah?
Yeah, because okay. It's normally you say you rock. Because
that's what... Well, exactly.
Yeah. And so he writes all kinds of stuff and still hosts different radio shows. He's kind of Canada's authority on rock. Great podcast that we've mentioned before. Titled...
I think Jim Herkimer.
You having a stroke over
Jim,
there?
Jim Herkimer.
What are you talking about?
He does a lot of that too. He does, it's an Alan Cross type thing.
A knockoff. Never heard of him.
Okay.
So I assume he appears on the Wolf 101.5 every like Sunday at 3 a.m.
No, some totally different Herkum at a Peterborough.
The Peterborough Herkums.
Yeah, no, this is an Ottawa guy. Jim Herkum is an Ottawa guy, writes for Music for the Citizen and has for 30 years.
So Alan Cross was talking about in his most recent write-up at the historyofmusicalthings.com is his website. And he was talking about having grown up in kind of this era that I was probably on the back end of.
Well, he would suggest in that article, which I did read most of.
I send Rob a lot of things that he gets through a lot of, but I not all of.
I sometimes read, sometimes don't. I look at the pictures and I go from there.
Right.
He would suggest people in the 80s moving into the 90s are sort of beyond that. 90s, yes. Especially, you have moved away from what he's talking about.
Sure. And so he's talking about this day of kind of constantly wanting to upgrade your audio system. Big, wide speakers, right? Giant tweeters and
woofers.
Having real nice kind of sound systems. And I can remember my parents, to be honest with you, both probably my mom more than my dad enjoyed music, but never really big, you know, like record collectors or had giant sound systems or anything like that. But I can remember going to either different people's houses or their friends' houses when we were kids, and there'd be these giant speakers in some of them. And I can remember thinking, that's really cool. And I didn't have any kind of musical taste yet, but it looked really cool.
Right up until the early 90s, probably. Everywhere I moved, I brought these, honestly, like higher than my waist.
Yeah.
Speakers,
yeah.
That sat on the floor.
Right.
And you could put shit on top. You could stand on some of these things.
Yeah. And so, like, my parents, they did have speakers like that when I was really young, but they weren't, you could tell, like, they weren't, like, top end. But, like, the average speaker that you would hook your record player or your radio to was like that. It was, like, waist height, right, in your main living room kind of.
Yeah.
So I was interested in this because now everybody listens to music basically through their phone, whether it's Apple Music or Spotify or whatever you're doing there. I see
whatever you're doing over there.
We'll talk. They're about to discontinue Google Music on you here shortly.
Well,
they've just named it something else and they'll move you over. But anyway, the emphasis on this has gone down, and really you can get some amazing sounding speakers that are really small. But I wonder if you can remember the first stereo of your own that you had.
Well, see, and I'm not sure if you and I just talked about this recently, but somebody and I were talking about the loving the Ghetto Blaster.
I don't think it was me, but I get it.
Right.
The shoulder mounted.
Yeah. Okay.
Walking down the hallway of your high school.
For sure. And you'd sort of have this, you know, your basic, you know, chrome silver guy.
Yep.
And you'd get them. Then you'd get some with the double decks. And then you get to them.
Top end shit, man.
Yeah. And the speakers.
You could record
and,
from one to the other. You had to hold the record and the play
button. Multiple speakers. Yeah. Honestly. So those were super cool.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's kind of where everything went. When you moved away from LPs, I know that's,
yep,
it's crazy talk. I know.
Some people never did.
Right. And so I actually, in high school, I bought, and names escape me, but he did some DJing, like through the 70s.
Yep.
So you're spinning disco tunes and whatever else you got going on.
Nice,
there, right?
Nice, man.
But it was this kick-ass setup, way more than I needed, right?
Yeah.
But it had LP and it had cassette, right? With these huge speakers, and I used to love cranking up the Doors, honestly. So we're talking late 80s, early 90s. But all cassette. At that point, no needle, no LP work.
Okay. And the Doors was the big...
Yeah, well, that whole Val Kilmer... You know,
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison in the movie The Doors.
Okay.
So that's sort of,
you know, like the Batman soundtrack or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and so that was huge, sort of at the end of my high school period, late '80s, early '90s.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get enough Doors. So, yeah. I had these huge speakers and honestly. Probably 10 times more than what I needed, right? Could blow the windows out.
Right. Well, and that was always a Like I started, I know, with in terms of like a real stereo, they were everywhere for a while. Everybody's mom had one or whatever, where it was like a top-loading CD player. It just had like one and then a tape deck in the front.
Yeah.
And these, and as soon as you turn them up at all, they would just sound like shit.
Thin, tinny. Yeah.
And then I can remember probably grade 9, I got one that was a little taller, and the speakers would separate off the side of it. And it would play one CD, same thing, two tapes, right? You could record off the radio then if you wanted to, or from tape to tape, man. It was a big move.
Hey, and you want to talk about just going from what you're saying is, having the double cassette or you're having the pause.
Yeah.
And, you'd listen to New Year's, the top 100.
Sure.
Right, and you'd want to cut the, you just want to make the best mixtape ever, right? And you're pausing
and not
it.
Even in that cheesy way for some girl. It was just, no, I want this song. I need it on my tape, right, that of just my shit.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, some cheesy thing for some girl.
You're right. The mixtape era is long gone.
Love the mixtape, though. Who doesn't love the mixtape? Anybody true, listening to this? You know what? Music is such a huge thing.
Yep.
Right? So I think at some level it speaks to everybody. Now, people move in and out of music, right? Some people, I think for most people, and what Alan Cross is saying is for people who don't have Spotify and iTunes and DVRs or PVRs or, you know, console games or, you know, your iPhones, right?
That was the thing.
That's all you had at that point was sometimes you didn't even have TV. Or you just had your stereo.
Right. And so I had that one that would separate, right? And then I had another one, and it became a three-disc changer, but same setup. Like, it was a separate body and then two speakers that were connected to it, but it was still like a desktop model. And I can remember, I think I had probably just finished high school, or maybe it was a year after that. And I was working, and I went out to Future Shop, the buddy of mine, listened to a bunch of different Tower speakers. I was ready for something else, right? Like you said, though, something way more than you needed. I'm living in my parents' basement. They were going to hate it. And I got this receiver. I remember it was an RCA receiver and these two speakers that were maybe almost, like, I'm 6'3" or so. They were probably almost armpit height. And I kept them forever. They were Polk Audio. I had them at the old apartment down on Meadowlands.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And again, for that apartment, they were way more than what you, but fuck, they were sweet. And you really felt like I would just sit there, and it wasn't even about the volume. You'd turn it up to a reasonable level and just sit back. And I had them in this big bedroom kind of at opposite ends, and it just sounded so fucking sweet. And you can't recreate that with an MP3 into your Bluetooth headphones, right? Even now, like, I live in a condo and I'm kind of past the time where I want to crank up everything that I listen to, but, you know, you kind of have these Bose things that maybe come through your Apple TV and it's just not quite the same. But I remember I felt carrying those big speakers home and into my buddy's car, and we're driving them back. We're having a couple beers, setting them up, and feeling like a real big shot, right? Like,
big wheel.
Yeah, this is fucking, I've made it now. I've got a real stereo.
And I can't remember what, you used to see the ad all over the place, and it was for a, like, Maxell or something like that, and it was the guy in his sort of easy chair, and he's being blown back by the sound.
Yeah.
Sort of the high fidelity. Right? And you could just, it's such an iconic ad because it's still.
Yeah.
But you totally get that he's just being blown over by the sound, right? It's that fat, thick. It's just hitting him in big waves, pushing him back.
Well, I more than one, and I laughed when I read this from Alan Cross. You know, he was obviously far more knowledgeable on this stuff than me, but there was a couple of occasions where me and this same buddy, we'd go down to this audio store in the basement of the Oshawa Center, and they'd bring you in there, and they had all kinds of different speakers set up in this one listening room, and they'd let you try different stuff. And we'd go in there maybe twice a year and just, like, even now I'm so into, like, I won't listen to the ear pods or whatever that come with your iPhone, right?
Buds.
I just don't, it matters to me now. Like, I understand what it's supposed to sound like, and I can't have these big speakers blasting away, but, like, one of the big investments I've made in probably since we started this pod anyway was on some headphones that recreate that kind of real true sound, right? And part of it's for when you edit this show, I don't want things colored, right? I need to know where we sound like shit, which is for like 40 minutes every
42
week.
Minutes.
Right. But I want it to sound true, right? Like I really miss – I think I would still, if I could, kind of have that it's gone away and now everybody's about mounting your speakers into the ceiling where they're hidden, right, or whatever. If I had the room, I'd still want the kind of old-fashioned looking, big, tall – there's just something about it that I find kind of –
because
cool,
they can
gone
do
away.
Great work, and Alan Cross. It was funny that they were running through a bunch of different types of speakers and whatever else, and they were saying and the Bose, overrated. He says Bose. So I've got a Bose speaker.
Yep,
great sound.
Yep,
but nowhere near. Right?
No, you just can't recreate it,
and it's missing all the treble and the bass. It's just the richness of the sound.
Well, and part of it. It has nothing to do with Bose, right? When you stream things, they skim a little off so that it's a more easily downloadable
right. Takes up less space.
File, yeah. And so that's part of it, right? Like you have to crank up the settings in whatever, you know, Apple Music or Spotify or Google Music or whatever you're using to say, no, I know it's going to use more data, but I'd like to have the full file, right?
And you talk about –
and then again, sorry, just – The Bose speaker being Bluetooth, you lose a little something again over that air-to-air kind of thing, whereas if it was hardwired, you keep getting the full thing. But the more time you stream wirelessly and then go Bluetooth to the speaker, it just keeps chipping away at it just a little bit. Right?
Like if you listen to, you know, with Amazon, with whatever the hell her name is, the Google Home,
Amazon Prime, and Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa.
Yeah.
Sorry, and then the Google, you know, Home.
Yep.
Right. Not bad. The Google Home, I think, has it's a true speaker that
more
they're
than
using.
More than Amazon. Yes.
Right. But it's still super thin.
Yeah.
Right. It's good. Right. You're walking by and you want to say, you know, hey Google, play Brohim by Pennywise.
Oh, great too.
Yeah, and so then, sure, and it hits you with it, right?
Yeah.
And it gives you that fix. But to listen to it for more than just that.
Yeah, like they've got this weird dilemma that most smart speakers have. How much of this is about the technology of being able to look up what you want, hit you with the weather and a podcast and a news broadcast and your music? That all takes up space in the speaker. The Apple one, the HomePod that came out, it's dumber than Google or Alexa, but it's supposed to sound much better. So what's your priority, right? Like if you ask it, there's a bunch of stuff you can ask it to do that it won't do that a Google one will.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of the trade-off, right, of what you're looking
for. Sorry.
Sorry, Matt.
I'm not set up to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you fucking suck. Sorry. I'm just learning. And you're like, oh.
The great thing about Bose that you referenced is their technology is to color everything and clean it up. And so even if you had a shitty broadcast of it or a bad recording, Bose is going to make it sound pretty nice, right? And
sweet.
Yeah. So for what I'm doing here in the studio, that's not what I want in a headphone. I need to know where things don't sound very good so that I can color it back up. Whereas out in the living room attached to my system out there is a Bose. And it's just two kind of left and right speakers and it's a pretty basic setup, but I want you to color in the movie that I'm watching or the music maybe that I'm playing, right? So it's kind of, but they're just very small speakers that I'd still love to have kind of that old 70s style, you know, hip height speakers that sit beside your TV and
you talk about
couple around back and
you talk about. The, you know, the 3 CD changer or whatever. Yeah. And when I was in university, sharing an apartment with a buddy, and he came home with his girlfriend, got it for Christmas, a 5 CD changer.
That's the big time, man.
Which, man, it was like, what? and so we used to load it up and we just put, there'd be little headstones in there, a little Beck Odelay, and probably 3 hip. That's what we'd fire in there. And we'd go out to the bars and then we'd come home and you'd just blast it.
Yeah.
Right? At least till the pizza guy came.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You just have that. And it would just rotate in between. He was a big Charlie Major fan. I don't know. So that would occasionally
don't
make
do
it
that.
Make it
don't
in there
lie
occasionally.
To our listener. You've got some Charlie Major.
Well, and it's from that. Oh, and the other one that that
the time and a place thing.
The other one that kind of made it in there too was Dave Matthews.
Right.
He was the Dave Matthews fan, right? And so those were the tunes crash that CD.
Yeah.
So you just but it would just you know, hopefully the pizza guy would show up before the police did, because when the police showed up, because again, we're on the 12th floor of an 18-story building.
Not everybody's loving the Dave Matthews at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m., right? The pizza guy there, he's cops show up.
Yeah, well, and that was it. Like,
just two guys eating pizza. What's the deal?
What's the problem? Yeah, no, I can remember, like, for me, when I got mine, I think there was some Our Lady Peace in there. There was some Anti-Flag in there. I can't remember what else maybe would have been rotating, but it was the same thing. It was a 5-disc, like a really old CD player, but that didn't really matter as much as the amp you ran it through and then the speakers. That CD still right now is the cleanest way you can listen to, like, it's excellently produced. It's whatever. Any other way. And
as long
course,
as you get, as long as you get remastered.
Yeah. But any other way, and of course you're. You know, your LPs, as you're talking about, has a really clean sound too. But anything MP3, anything downloadable is just not quite
right.
The same. And so, yeah, you know what? It just was interesting to me. It kind of caught my eye. I wondered what your – I haven't had any kind of setup quite like that since. When we lived in college, we had a great system. We had a house that 4 or 5 guys rented, and the same thing. You'd come home and just crank up almost always the hip. So interesting that – kind of spans the decades, I guess, but the decade, I guess,
the decade,
will be kind.
The decade between us.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought it was an interesting thing. I kind of miss the old home theater, but I can remember even when, like I said, I got these speakers when I was still living in my parents' basement, and, you know, it'd be 7:30 in the morning, everybody's up getting ready to go to school, go to work, do whatever, and I'd have Anti-Flag or something just blasting, and there'd be stomping coming from the kitchen upstairs. Like, turn it off.
Nobody likes that shit.
It's true, man.
It's true. It's very true.
That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.